All right. Hey guys. So welcome back. Today is tip of the week. And tip of the week this week is how to not gain excess weight on vacation. So it is completely normal to gain a few pounds on vacation because you are increasing your carbs, probably your sugar, your sodium, all those fun things. And you're maybe, eating differently, of course, right? And there's bloat from all the things that you're not used to eating, right? So that is normal to gain a couple pounds on vacation. But sometimes, I've heard people say like, I gained like 5 pounds on vacation, or I've gained almost 10 pounds on vacation. And obviously nobody wants to do that because you don't want to get back from vacation and feel like you have to work all that back off when you're staying really hard or when you're working really hard to stay fit or healthy throughout the year. So I'm going to share with you guys 3 tips to stay healthy on vacation and to not gain so much extra weight on vacation. And it's really a little bit more simple than what we think. And it's just things that we maybe just don't think about, right? So the first thing that I have for you guys is to stay hydrated. Like I said, we're drinking probably more alcohol than what we're used to on vacation. We're eating more salty, sugary, carb-loaded foods. And if we're not drinking enough water, all that's going to kind of sit in our system, right? So making sure you're drinking enough water when you're on vacation is going to be huge to help you flush out all that extra added, let's say, nutrients, if you will. All that extra junk is really what I wanted to say in your system. And especially if you're increasing your sodium, you're going to want to drink a lot of water to flush out that sodium so that it doesn't make you swollen or it doesn't make you puffy. So drinking extra water or even the recommended amount of water that you typically should drink in a day is going to be crucial on vacation to help reduce some of that bloating, reduce some of that puffiness, and to keep all that extra flushed out of your system. So a great way to do that is to not just rely on like bottled water on vacation, but to make sure that you have a bottle, like a refillable bottle of water, like jug of water, if you will, with you at all times on vacation. So I have my two like go-to jugs that I take with me literally every day. They go on vacation with me too. So I have one that's a 50 ounce, and then I have another one that's a gallon. And just depending on where we're going, depends on which one I pack. So if well, and I won't go into it all that. It doesn't matter. So just making sure you're bringing a large refillable container with you on vacation that you can fill up during the day and keep it with you all day long is going to keep you on track and know that, oh, okay, I have water with me all the time whenever I get thirsty, and also like it's ready and it's here and it's ready to drink and I don't have to go track after water. It's going to keep you more on track with consuming the amount of water that you normally should, plus just staying hydrated in general if you have it with you ready to go. So tip number one is making sure you're staying hydrated. Half your body weight in ounces is the recommended amount of water that you should be drinking every single day, just to let you know. And then also bringing one for your kids too. Kids get dehydrated. They get thirsty too. And there's nothing like having a kid who's, I'm thirsty. Like, does your kids ever do that? Mine do. So I always make sure that I have a bottle of water, a jug, a thermos can, whatever you want to call it, with them at all the times too, making sure that they're always bringing their hydro flask or whatever they have with them, making sure that everybody brings that with them on vacation that like goes right in our carry-on whenever we're packing. And then it's their water bottle for the whole trip to fill up at the beginning of each morning to have with us all day long. So that's tip number one is your water intake. And tip number two is probably the bigger one, is just your food, right? We eat extra yummy good things on vacation. We're trying new restaurants. We're eating outside of the house. We're probably eating out most of the time. So there's several things you can do with your food intake when you're on vacation, depending on if you're at like an all-inclusive resort, if you're in Mexico, Punta Cana, something like that, or if you have your own Airbnb or if you're at a hotel. It's going to be different based off of where you're staying and what you have available to you. But hold on, I just noticed a message on my phone. So let me turn my focus mode on that I thought I already had on. Why does this happen every single time? I swear. Anyway, so depending on where you're staying, depends on how much control you have over this, if you will. So if you're staying somewhere like an Airbnb or a VRBO, maybe cooking like one of those meals a day, whether that's breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever, cooking something that is healthy, or that is within like your normal diet, if you will. So if you normally eat, X, Y, and Z, maybe going into the grocery store and buying that and cooking that for breakfast, or maybe you guys are the type that you like to cash in early and resort back to wherever you are early. And you like to cook dinner and be home and be or home where you are and done, whatever works for you. But I know that for us, I pack snacks that I typically eat from home. So like my protein bar, nuts, fruits, veggies, those types of things. I will pack those with me or buy them when I get there, to know that I have my typical snacks with me that are healthy, that keep me on track. On vacation, especially, so that my fiber is there, my protein's there, and I'm not getting hangry. I'm not overeating. I'm not getting to a restaurant and like shoving my face because, oh my gosh, I'm starving, right? I try to take as many snacks as I possibly can with me so that I can have them all trip long, and it helps me keep everything else in check. So that's tip number, well, there's like 17 tips within the nutrition side of it, right? One of them is packing snacks, healthy, nutritious snacks with you. And then also trying to eat one meal wherever you are. If you are cooking it, if you have that capability, try cooking one of those meals according to what you typically eat. If not, and you're eating out the whole entire time, making sure that one to two meals a day is a normal, healthy, within range type of meal. So maybe if you're at a resort or if you're going out to breakfast, maybe ordering, eggs with like toast and like a fruit cup with that, right? Or an omelet with like some veggies in it. And then switching it up, maybe the next day you're like, okay, well, yesterday I ate, a decently healthy breakfast. I had an omelet with some veggies in it and some fruit and maybe a piece of toast, whatever. And then lunch, I had like a salad or maybe you had some seafood. So okay, I'm going to eat whatever, quote unquote, I want for dinner. So then knowing that, maybe you're going to flop it the next day and be like, okay, I'm going to splurge a little bit on dinner or on breakfast. I'm going to maybe have a Bloody Mary and I'm going to have some French toast and I'm just going to have like all the carbs in the world, but I'm going to eat a healthier lunch and then I'm going to eat, keep it in check for dinner. So finding that balance, however it works for you, with your meals and making sure that not every single meal is full of carbs, full of sodium, full of fat, right? Fried food. When you're making sure that not every single meal is like extra cheese sauce, all the things, and you're trying to find the balance and like, okay, what meal am I going to commit to today on vacation of eating healthy and eating in check, if you will. And then I'll be, splurge maybe on those other meals or stay within like a normal range of what I normally eat at another meal. Finding one to two meals a day that you're going to do that. Or maybe even if you're packing healthy snacks from home, maybe saying, okay, lunch today, I'm going to eat healthy and I'm going to eat my snacks healthy, but I'm going to do like quote unquote whatever for like breakfast and dinner. So that is what's going to help you keep you in check. And then also making sure your portions are in check. So I know it's really easy on vacation to be like, oh, I'm going to eat all the things, have all the appetizers, have all the dessert, whatever, sure, fine, great, right? But making sure that, okay, maybe ordering a dessert for the whole table and just having two or three bites rather than ordering a whole dessert to yourself. Maybe having those onion rings as a side, but sharing them with your spouse or with some kids so that you're not eating a whole order of onion rings, so that you're getting some, but not the whole thing, right? So really making sure that you're watching your portions is another thing that's going to be key. So I personally love to eat a healthy breakfast. I can't eat a ton of carbs for breakfast. It makes me so tired, like I want to take a nap. So for me, I make sure that my breakfast is legit. And then that way I'm like, okay, like am I going to eat like what for lunch, what for dinner? And sometimes I don't plan it. I'm not like sitting there waking up in the morning and be like, oh my gosh, like this is how I'm going to eat today. And like planning out that I'm going to have a salad for lunch and then getting to a spot that doesn't have salad for lunch, right? So I'm flexible with it, but in a sense, also, I'm sitting down at breakfast and looking at the menu and going, oh, wow, I can have a veggie omelet this morning with not a whole lot of cheese and a fruit cup. And then I get to lunch and I'm like, oh, wow, that seafood or that salad or that wrap looks really tasty. Okay, I'm gonna have that. That's still in check for me for the day. And then I get to dinner and I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I'm gonna have those French fries with whatever, or maybe I'm gonna have those onion rings with whatever. And that, it, to me, is the way that I have found over the years that I can stay in check on vacation and stay balanced, still eating the foods that I choose to eat and having flexibility with my food choices, but not going all out to the point that I'm like bloated and I'm stuffed and I feel miserable at the end of the day or miserable at the end of the vacation, that I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to go home and eat normal food because I found that balance and I created that balance on vacation with still splurging and eating whatever I wanted to with my foods, but also eating healthy, normal things that I'm used to eating that are that my stomach likes that doesn't make me miserable. So those are a few tips for you guys. Oh, those are two tips. The third tip is making sure that if you take a probiotic or if you take one daily that you're used to that you know really, really helps your stomach, or maybe you take some sort of like a digestive enzyme, making sure that you're packing that on vacation as well and taking that on vacation, and then maybe even doubling up on it if it seems right. So my probiotic and digestive enzymes, I consume those all the time every day. So I make sure 100% that those come on vacation with me so that I'm not also not taking my probiotic, my digestive enzymes that I normally take that help break down my foods to help with like my stomach and bloat and all those things. And then like not taking that and then also eating more crap junk food on top of it. So making sure that I'm still bringing those supplements with me so that if I do come, I decide to eat something that I'm like, oh, that was a bad mistake or that was a horrible decision. I have those supplements with me that I can maybe double up on and take another dose of, if you will, and that I don't have to feel so incredibly miserable. So I hope you guys enjoy those tips. I know it is like travel season galore. I know so many people are on vacation. I know the holidays coming up, and I know a lot of people don't want to feel miserable. They don't want to gain a whole lot of weight on vacation. They want to still stay in check. They want to have their blue jean shorts fit by the end of the season or the end of the trip, right? And so these are a couple of things that you can do to make sure that you do just that. So, all right. Hope you guys enjoyed this tip of the week. Catch you guys next week.